Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies. You know, life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? Between deadlines, relationships, and just trying to keep up with everything, it's easy to get caught up in the daily grind and forget to appreciate the little things. That's where today's episode comes in. We're diving deep into cultivating gratitude through journaling exercises. It might sound a bit simple, but trust me, these tiny acts of reflection can have a huge impact on your overall well-being. We're talking about feeling happier, less stressed, and more resilient in the face of life's inevitable challenges. So buckle up, grab your favorite pen and notebook, and get ready to unlock the power of gratitude. First things first, why journaling for gratitude? Well, it's like a mental reset button. When you actively focus on what you're thankful for, you shift your perspective away from negativity and stress. It's not about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about finding those little pockets of joy even in the midst of chaos. Number one. Gratitude journaling helps you recognize the good things in your life. You know that feeling when something amazing happens, but you let it slip by because you are too caught up in everything else. Journaling forces you to pause and acknowledge those moments, big or small. A warm cup of coffee on a rainy day, a hilarious text from a friend, even just completing a challenging task, these are all things worth celebrating. Number two, it trains your brain to be more optimistic. Think about it like this: when you constantly focus on the negative, your brain gets stuck in a loop of negativity. But when you actively cultivate gratitude, you're wiring your neural pathways to seek out the positive. Pretty cool, right? Thirdly, it boosts your self-esteem and confidence. When you start appreciating the good things about yourself, your talents, your strengths, your accomplishments, you naturally feel more confident and capable. Remember, you are amazing. Number four. Gratitude journaling can improve your relationships. Expressing gratitude towards others strengthens those bonds and fosters a sense of connection. It could be as simple as writing down what you appreciate about a loved one or sending them a heartfelt thank you note. Those little gestures go a long way. Finally, it reduces stress and anxiety. When you're feeling overwhelmed, taking a few moments to reflect on the things you're grateful for can help calm your mind and bring a sense of peace. Picture this. You're having a tough day, work is piling up, and everything seems to be going wrong. But then, you take a moment to sit down and journal about three things you're grateful for. Maybe it's the delicious cup of tea you had that morning, the supportive friend who always listens, or even just the sunshine streaming through your window. Suddenly, that heavy feeling starts to lift, replaced by a sense of calm and appreciation. See what I mean? This is the magic of gratitude journaling. It helps you shift your focus from what's wrong to what's right, creating space for joy and resilience even on the toughest days. Ready to start practicing gratitude? Grab your notebook and try these simple exercises. 1. The Three Good Things Journal. At the end of each day, jot down three things that went well no matter how small. It could be anything from a good conversation to a perfectly brewed cup of coffee. 2. Gratitude Walk. Take a walk and pay attention to your surroundings. Notice the beauty of nature, the kindness of strangers, or even just the feel of the sun on your skin. Write down three things you noticed that filled you with gratitude. 3. The Appreciation Jar. Keep a jar handy and write down things you're grateful for on slips of paper throughout the week. At the end of each week, read through your notes and celebrate all the good things in your life. Remember, cultivating gratitude is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, and don't get discouraged if you miss a day or two. Just keep practicing and watch as gratitude transforms your life for the better. So there you have it, 5 powerful ways to cultivate gratitude through journaling exercises. Now it's your turn. What are you grateful for today? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's spread some positivity. And don't forget to subscribe and join me tomorrow for another episode of Shadow Work Quickies. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.